Well, there it is, guys. That's my first beer. And let me just, God, that's good. Anyway, I'm going to bore you again with a couple of news stories I kind of found. And I'll put the links down below and you kind of let me know what you think. But here comes what I think. Well, okay, so most people who look adult act adult. Well, most men do. Femmes kind of, it's a bit tricky for them. But there's this 47-year-old mother and a 17-year-old daughter who walked into Asda with a cat hanging out of her bag. Now, all us grown-ups know you don't take animals into a grocery store because of, probably, hygiene, wouldn't you think? But, of course, this femmon's only 47 years old, so she wouldn't know that, would she? Would she? Anyway, they were finally found out and asked to leave. But you see what this 47-year-old mother's doing? She's teaching her 17-year-old daughter how to be completely irresponsible and that the laws don't actually apply to her or her daughter. Because they're femmes, of course. But as they were told to leave and everything, the daughter kind of had sort of a panic attack. She was very upset. And the mother said that she was never talked to in that manner before. In fact, both of them had never been talked to in that manner before in their whole lives. And that just about says it all. She's 47 years old, her daughter's 17 years old, and they've never been told no before. Kinda debunks the patriarchy and being victims, doesn't it? And her excuse, of course, was she never saw the sign on the door. She didn't see there was one for no animals. Of course, she's only 47. She wouldn't know that, would she? But she got what she wanted, didn't she? She's in the paper with her picture and she's got some drama. I guess it's regardless that she appears to be a very dumb person at 47. It's amazing what femmes will do just to get their 5 minutes of attention. They may as well be both 17 years old. But moving on, this quite young femmon went on a date, and the man ordered some food just for himself. And the woman was kind of taken back because she didn't actually have any money on her. And she thinks it was kind of cheap of the man. But if you take a look at the picture of this femmon who's getting attention, which is what she wants, she seems to have false eyelashes on, full makeup on, her hair done, but she doesn't seem to have any money for food. She obviously expected the man to pay. Well, I don't know, but here's a wake-up call, femmes. Freeloading off the man is no longer accepted by the man. In other words, you can't have your cake and eat it too. So, femmes, when you go on a date with a man, bring your own money. These femmes' entitlement is just beyond belief, isn't it? They want all this equality, but only when it suits them. Oh, and by the way, take a look at this femmon. She's kind of overdone it with the makeup, don't you think? And I do remember when I was a young man, many, many years ago now, I used to pay for the femmons' drinks as well when we went out on a date. Now I'm just thinking about calling those femmons up, because I want my money back. No. They can keep the money, as long as I don't have to see them again for the rest of my life. I don't know why I feel such good feelings when a man sticks it to the femmon, exactly the way femmons have been sticking it to men for years. You keep it up out there, gentlemen, because it brings a smile to my face every time. There may have been a time before my life and my father's life when femmes were actually acted like adults, or didn't maybe lie and deceive all their lives, when there was some advantage to having a femmon, when they were reasonably good mothers, but certainly not today. Femmes seem to have a chemical imbalance in their brains. They seem to be all outpatients of an asylum, and a lot of them are on medication for it. But it looks like a lot of them are skipping their meds. Femons are losing and failing everywhere, and I'm just loving it. Time for another cold one. You take it easy.